Members of the House of Representatives yesterday took up a bill to overhaul the campaign finance laws. After a short, contentious debate, they dropped the matter. The Senate already has passed a bill, the one by Republican John McCain and Democrat Russell Feingold. The House bill will die unless advocates find a new strategy to bring it up for a vote, NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The bill, by Republican Chris Shays of Connecticut and Democrat Marty Meehan of Massachusetts, would make dramatic changes in the ways political money is raised and spent. But those changes were hardly mentioned yesterday. The House never got further than the procedural rule for debating the bill. Supporters of Shays Meehan said the rule was stacked against them. They fought frantically to keep their bill off the floor to protect it from death by amendment. The debate was bitterly personal. Majority Leader Dick Armey scorned Shays, a fellow Republican, for fighting the rule.
This is unreasonable, it's naive, it's uninformed, it's arrogant. To say that I am being subjected to unfairness when I'm asked to go through a normal legislative process is arrogant.
Democrats went all out to defeat the rule. Martin Frost of Texas doesn't like Shays Meehan, but he liked the Republican rule even less.
The Republican leadership has brought us a rule that is the height of cynical political maneuvering. And the rule itself is, quite frankly, one of the most stupid proposals I have seen in my 23 years in this institution.
Negotiations almost brought the two sides together. But late Thursday afternoon, a deal between Shays and the Republican leadership broke down in an angry conference of all the GOP members. In the end, Shays and 18 other Republicans voted with the Democrats against the rule. Just one Democrat, Ohio maverick James Traficant, sided with the GOP. After the vote, supporters of the overhaul were not happy. They hadn't gotten what they wanted, but they were relieved to have narrowly escaped a decisive defeat. Shays again predicted that voters someday will rebel against things like the Republican Party gala 2 months ago, a night when the party raised more than $20 million.
Someone said, well, what next? Well, I guess what's next is the $40 million fundraiser. And instead of to be chairman of a committee and you need to have raised $300,000, you have to raise $600,000 to be chairman of a committee. And there will be a point in time when the American people will be so outraged, members will be running to pass this bill.
Still, Shays said it was not a happy day. The House's sharpest opponent of Shays Meehan agreed with him, Majority Whip Tom DeLay.
I think it's a sad day, too. We were ready to go through the process. The Speaker bent over backwards to be as fair as he could be, more so than I would have been, and gave, in the end, Mr. Shays everything that he asked for.
For Speaker Dennis Hastert, the failure to approve the rule marked an embarrassing loss of parliamentary control. It seemed to leave the Speaker angry.
Let me set the record straight. I made the commitment to bring campaign finance reform to the floor of the House of Representatives and to have this day as a day to debate the bill. If you look at the facts, and if you're intellectually honest with the facts, you'll find that the people who brought down the rules so that we'd bill didn't come to the floor was a Democrat leadership of the House of Representatives.
The reformers, having dodged disaster yesterday, need a new strategy. John McCain came over from the Senate to advise a calm approach.
This is not a happy day when we see this kind of rancor, and that's not what the American people want from us, and I believe that early next week they'll see a cooperative atmosphere so we can move forward with the legislation.
One way to move forward would be a discharge petition. If half the members of the House sign a petition, they can force a bill to the floor for a vote. It's a hard maneuver to pull off, but in 1998 and 99, just the threat of such a petition brought earlier versions of Shays Meehan to passage. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.